Lebanese football is in crisis. With a local championship played on only two fields and disappointing results for the national teams, notably the men's team, which has not won any official or friendly match since September 10, 2023, and has dropped to 120th place in the latest UEFA ranking, the talent drain continues. The latest to date is Anthony Kayat, whose move to the junior team of the United Arab Emirates was secured by the Emirati Federation. The coma of the Lebanese Football Federation. Anthony Kayat is not the only player to have fled the Lebanese national team. Many players refused to join the Lebanese selection due to the lack of transparency from the Lebanese Federation regarding the team's objectives. Some prefer to join other national teams to have more chances of success on the international stage, such as the Australian or Emirati teams. It is worth noting that Lebanese-German player Amin Younes refused to join the ranks of the Lebanese national team. Younes preferred to join the German national team, where he played 8 matches wearing the Mannschaft jersey, scoring 2 goals and providing an assist. Although his stint was limited to a short period with the German national team, it was crucial on a personal level. Indeed, these participations allowed him to move to teams with weight in the European arena, namely the Dutch club Ajax Amsterdam and the Italian club Napoli. It should be noted that these players know very well that they will not be stars on these big teams, but by playing under their colors, even for a short period, it will serve them in their professional careers. Thus, instead of getting tangled up in the Lebanese fog, the horizon will be clearer for them. The solution? The Lebanese Football Federation must allocate a budget to discover Lebanese talents abroad in order to strengthen the national team in the future. Convincing a young player under the age of 18 to join the national team is easier, provided a clear program is guaranteed with coaches to develop the youth. Unlike a professional player, it is difficult to convince him to represent the Lebanese national team if he has the chance to represent another country, offering him better exposure for his career. Thus, the federation can develop a generation of professional players who join the national team during international breaks. Working on the future generation is crucial to improving football in Lebanon and reviving the country's number one sport, as fans are eager for success that will mark football history.